there are needs. We have needs in the locker room. We have needs in the restroom. We have needs in drainage that have to be addressed. There was a question that was brought up this morning that was relevant is the 1981 asphalt that was laid down. Why weren't we able to continue on with that? And right now it's in a current condition that the recommendation we're receiving from engineers is that we need to come in, we need to excavate, we need to dig down 2 feet to build the solid foundation. Ideally, it'd be great to be able to come in, mill it, place it right back down, put asphalt over top of that. But the reality of it is we do not want to be in a position in 10, 15 years down the road that the foundation below the surface of that track has given way. And we're right back having the same conversation about do it right. The first time, do it right, dig down, take out 2 feet of soil, get the solid foundation, and then build from there. And so rather than looking at it from the economical standpoint of saying, we can do this for $500,000, I know we can, all we gotta do is mill it and put it over top, we have to look at it. If we're gonna do this, do it right. And so that's a plan that we're addressing and we're looking to go forward with. We have to address the water and drainage issues. If we do not address those water and drainage issues, you can put a track in there, we know what's gonna happen. The freeze-thaw is going to lift up the asphalt, it's gonna be detrimental to that track. Continuing to build upon the rich history at Hannah Field, that's for you guys to look in the mirror and look in your hearts and figure out what that means to you. I'm a short timer. I've only been here 2 years, and for many of you that either graduated from Valley City or have been here for many years, what responsibility and role do we have to carry on with a history that began with Hannah Field in the 1940s? Attractive athletic complex, allowing today's Highlander students, staff, and community to benefit with access to an upgraded facility. And I truly believe right now, going along with the goals that we've established in our district, is that our focus is about building Highlander pride. And right now we have support as a Highlander community, and we need to rally around that. So what will we be remembered for? I hope that in 4 or 5 years, whether we're flying over or flying drones or what it is, that that's a facility that we have the ability to be able to build, and that your children, grandchildren, relatives would be able to utilize and benefit from.